to speak about something that a lot of people go through. We're all born, and Rhea Dempsey has written a book called Birth with Confidence, Savvy Choices for Normal Birth. Rhea is a birth educator, and she goes to births. She speaks about birth. She attends births. She stands there and makes the babies come out. How are you, Rhea?
I'm very good, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. And I was excited to hear that you wrote a book because you attended the birth of two of my children.
I did. And we had a pretty good time, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't there, but...
You were there.
I was there. I was there. Yes. And of course, my wife gave birth. My partner, I didn't give birth. But, you always remind me that I was speaking to one of my colleagues. And I'd forgotten about this. I was speaking to Dave Hughes, who I was working with at the time.
You were. That first baby of yours, I think, is destined for showbiz because came right on time for them to be following you through the breakfast show and born just before they went off air.
Yes.
To put the announcement up.
Yes, true. And I said to Dave Hughes that it was women's... What did I say? It was like white witches.
You said it was witches' business.
Yeah, which I do think birth... is you can understand why some cultures don't let men in the room.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting, isn't it, that it's the women that really focus on the woman who's giving the birth, is having birth, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Well, I think, in our culture, certainly if the dad's going to be involved in the ongoing life of the child, then they're generally expected to be at the birth, and there's some beautiful things that happen about that. One of the things is really that we're starting to see this emergence of these very nurturing fathers, and the sort of researchers are sheeting that back to fathers being present at birth, that change. But one of the other things, and this is a bit more something I think we have to understand a little bit more, is that oftentimes if dad's at the birth, we're finding that the intervention rates are going through the roof.
And so that's medical intervention.
Yeah.
I heard this because the dads freak out and go, just get the epidural, we'll do a Caesar, come on.
I think it's, women have been at birth forever, and for men it's really not even one full generation yet. So I think there's something about learning to be able to cope with that sort of rarefied energy and the energy that's in the mother and all of that.
It's maybe the dads passing on their knowledge to their sons.
Exactly. That's what we'll see.
Because my dad told me that he was in the Air Force, and during the birth of one of it, he was just at it, and the sergeant called him into his office and said, "Kevin, you've had a son.
Yes.
You can leave work early."
Exactly. So there's not that sort of legacy of understanding about how to be in all of that. And then particularly if you throw in a bit of pain into that whole picture with the woman working with her body, then that can be quite challenging for the partners to really witness and to hold that all together.
Challenging, I would say scary. I would say quite scary. I mean, it's an amazing thing.
Yes.
Because, that's, as you would say, it's good pain because you get a child at the end of it, but, it's pretty full on.
Yes.
The thing that I thought after I had my first child, driving home, looking around at everyone in their cars, thinking they all got here the same way.
They did pretty well.
Yeah, amazing.
Yes.
So if anyone has got a question about birth, maybe you're pregnant, maybe you've had a birthing experience you want to talk about, Rhea is here to chat.
Do
the birth chat, Dave. You can call 1-300-222-774 or text 0437-774-774 if you've got a birthing question. So this book, did this take a long... How long have you been involved in birth, Rhea?
I've been involved for nearly 35, 36 years now. So a few decades. And through that time, I had the opportunity to see a bit of the fads and fashions that change. Most things change, and in birthing it's not... I mean, the process itself inside the mother's body hasn't changed forever. But what we do about it and how we think about it seems to have changed. And having that, being involved all that time, you can see a little bit about what seems to be important at different times and the anxieties that women and people have at different times. So,
What have been the fads? Giving birth on a beanbag?
Water birth. Well, I mean, they started to come in the 80s and they're still happening now, although for those of us who are interested in normal physiological childbirth, they're not happening enough because that gives the mother such a lot of good support for the labouring. But, of course, you might remember, so in the sort of 70s, there were the Liboia births, which was when babies were born.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No. I was around the 70s, but yes. Go on.
Where the baby was... after it was born, was put back into a into a bath.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah, so I guess the water birth idea has sprung from that idea.
Ah. You know?
So that was one. And, of course, the sort of fads, I guess for me, through the 80s, we were working very strongly to get women up off their backs, you know, off on the floor and being active in birth, which, as we remember with your babies, of course, that's how it was with your wonderful birthing goddess of a partner.
Yeah, right.
And but of course,
I'm
now
I'm going to refer to her as a birthing goddess
around
the house.
There you go. She'll love it if you go home with that. And now, of course, lots of women are actively choosing not to be active in their bodies, but to be lying back flat on their backs again with the epidural in place. So these things change.
It sounds like it's going sort of full circle. Now, people want to talk to you, Rhea. So
they do. Good.
Jessica from Woodend. How are you, Jessica?
Hi. Good, thank you, Dave. Now, hi, Rhea.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi. Look, mine's more of a comment. I had a hospital birth for my first child, and it was a very intervened birth, epidurals and everything. But nonetheless, it was it wasn't a negative experience. But I chose to home birth my next two children. And I did it with full medical support. I had midwives and hospitals and stuff support, and I had all the screenings and everything done. I guess I took a little from column A and a little from column B. But my comment is more what I find now is how if you choose to be much more mindful about your birth, or even what I did, have a home birth, how you're kind of put in a box. You know, you're that crazy hippie woman that had the home birth, and I think that's something that our society might need to work on as we try and become more aware about birth and how women birth so much more productively in that natural environment, whether it's in a birthing centre or a hospital or at home. It's we need to be more accepting of that.
Yeah, Jessica, if I can just say something there. I think that it's going to be changing, or it is a little bit, because in Melbourne now we have two hospitals that are running home caseload programs with midwives that have a home birth component, and there's a bit of talk around the traps that some of the other hospitals are going to be doing that too. So I think once that we see sort of home birth as a sort of a part of a broader spectrum of choices that women can make, in a way sanctioned by the sort of the birth culture, if you like, as opposed to that sort of outside that circle, which, as you say, often painted with that the old hippie.
The hippie thing, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that will make a change in terms of people's understanding and attitudes towards home birth more generally.
Yeah, agreed. And I had, I was supported by one of those hospitals for my birth, and it was great, and I'm very proud of my choices. But yeah, there's still a little bit of a stigma.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Hey, thanks, Jessica.
Thanks, Dave.
Jessica, they're from Wood End, and yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? Home birth still has a big stigma attached.
Yes.
There's some breaking news that Holden will cease operations in 2017. Colin Denovan will come in shortly with the news. So that is incredible news. We'll just go to Todd from Shepparton. Todd, how are you? You're a dad, obviously.
Yeah, I'm the father of nearly four. About a week to go before my fourth comes. It's quite exciting.
Let's hope this baby gets here before Christmas, huh?
Yeah,
my wife's busy organising Christmas presents and everything like that. So, yeah,
and were you at the birth there, Todd, of the babies?
Yeah, I was at the birth of all of them. And the last one, I had the opportunity to catch.
Yes.
To be there and catch the baby when it first came out, it was an awful great experience.
Yes.
And I must suggest to all males out there to have a crack, because it's amazing. I think I've got a better, a closer relationship with this last baby I had because of it. I don't know why, it just feels that way.
Yeah. If I can just say something, one of these trends that's going on, you know, we're getting fathers, in the 70s we were fighting to get fathers into the birth space,
but
at that point they were very much hands-off, not even touching their partner. And then, of course, now, particularly with women being active in their births, then the fathers have got lots they can do in terms of massage and holding women and what have you. And now, of course, the trend is for lots of dads to start to receive those babies as well. So it's beautiful for those dads to get connected. Yeah.
Good on you, Todd. Good luck. Good luck. yes. I remember that feeling. Rhea, stick around because we're going to talk about birth a bit further. She's put out a book called Birth with Confidence, which you can go to Rhea's website, Birthing Wisdom, to get a copy, and it is excellent to read. We're talking to Rhea Dempsey here, and she's written a book, Birth with Confidence, Savvy Choices for Normal Birth. And it's a fascinating read. Look, getting some text messages here. If men had the babies, we'd all be only children. No man would go through that twice. Grant from North Ringwood. Yes, well, I have heard that said before. And this one from Lou. My husband has been at all four of our children's births, and it honestly makes no difference. I think we place too much importance on the dad being at the birth. There we go. If he's there, fine. If not, that's fine too, says Lou.
I guess that speaks a little bit to that thing of women being, you know, across time, women being the ones at birth, in that birth space.
Yes. And blokes who are informed and also know when to shut up can be supportive. Those who doze off, eat garlic peas and try to tell what to do are useless. A good midwife is essential, from Donna.
Right.
I think also communicating with your partner about what's going on is a good thing too.
Yep.
Because they're obviously in pain, in stress, and if you can communicate to them what's actually happening, that is a good idea too. And we've got a text message about you, Rhea. Love you, Rhea. Supported me through my three beautiful births and inspired me to do birth work. That's from Alice.
Oh, good.
You've got a protege out there.
So that's three little, well, not little boys now, but three boys there being with her.
Now, more people are calling. Interesting. A lot of men are calling, Rhea.
We've set it off. So good.
Stuart from Lilydale. How are you, Stuart?
I'm really good. Even better. Hearing Rhea Dempsey's voice.
Oh, Rhea, you've got a cult following, is it? Or
well, if you hang around doing something for such a long time.
I just got in the car, turned the radio on, and left my darling's place. I'm driving to, of all things, a sad funeral of a 17-year-old boy.
Oh, no.
But Rhea Dempsey was present. Rhea, it's Stuart Brown.
Oh, hi, Stuart.
Hi.
That's a trip down memory lane.
It was a while ago.
Yes, look, Megan's just got a doctorate, PhD.
Yes, I know she'd been working on that.
Yeah, it's just wonderful. But so, more power to you, love. It's just so nice to make contact again.
Well, well, you've got to buy a book, Stuart.
I'll be buying a book. I will be. There's nothing better, I think, in a family than to start off together. And just to start that way is such a special thing. Whether you feel unsafe or not is really something you've got to sort out. But the actual doing it is the best thing you could ever do.
Yeah. Ah, there we go. Well done, Stuart. Catching up with some old friends, Rhea.
Seems like
it. How many births have you attended over the years?
I've been at over 1,000 now.
Oh.
And just in this case in point with Stuart, that Megan, who was talking about, I was at her birth, and I mean, she's now an adult young woman, had her own baby. So I've started to not only be present at the, you know, all those births, but now going to the births of the baby girls whose births I've been at, and then attending them when they're having their own babies now. So it's a beautiful, it's a very privileged work, you can imagine, very privileged work.
Robert from Backers Marsh. How are you, Robert?
Well, thanks, Dave. How are you?
Now, what did you want to say?
Well, first of all, sorry, Rhea, I don't know you, so I can't go down memory lane.
No, that's all right, that's all right.
Dave, I actually saw you live one time, not at one of your gigs, but also when I took my wife in to the hospital to have our third child, I think you must have been going home with one of your children because they were rather late at night.
Oh, I would have been, yep, possibly.
Now, I was present at all three births, and I think I was more welcomed at the first birth by the midwives.
Yeah.
I was actually encouraged to be very inclusive in the whole scenario. I was actually taught how to read the machine so that when my wife's contractions were happening, I could see them coming, and if they needed my help to try and keep it calm, I was called upon. And because of the body working against her, I suppose, when my daughter was finally ready to come out, she actually shot out, and I literally had to catch her.
Wow. Was it a positive experience overall, Robert, you reckon?
Look, I've heard, and you mentioned it before, I've heard people saying that males who go into the birthing suites end up getting a negative feeling towards their partner. Now, I don't feel that way at all. You know, things happen in birth that are natural, and you just have to accept it.
Yeah.
People.
Yep.
And things do happen. But another big change that I did notice over the three different births, and the first two were fairly close together, 3 years, and the third one was further 6 years after that. They offered the gas and then some other painkiller, and then the epidural was pretty much straight in, not a question asked. But by the third pregnancy, there were papers to fill out, and there were explanations that there was a small but a percentage chance, like 1 or 2% chance, that my partner or my wife could actually be in some way crippled or...
Covering themselves, I think, it sounds like insurance issues there.
Yes, and these are some of the big changes more socially, aren't they, culturally?
Yeah, thanks, Robert. Sorry, I had to fade you down because it sounded like you were talking in front of an excavator. There was some sort of noise going on.
Yeah.
Rhea, we have to wrap it up, but thanks for coming in.
Yes, and very happy.
The thing about birth, people love talking about birth, don't
they? They do. They get very passionate and gets very strong feelings because I guess we've all been born and it's got a deep sort of archetypal resonance, I think. So it stirs people's feelings for good and, you know, I'm not going to say bad, but I mean sometimes in distress women and partners too.
Mm.
But they're stirred strongly.
The book's called Birth with Confidence, Savvy Choices for Normal Birth. Rhea Dempsey is the name of the author and who I've been chatting to. And your website, you can go to your website if you'd
can go
like
to my
website.
Well, apparently even they can Google me.
Google you.
They can Google me, Dave.
Rhea Dempsey, thanks very much for coming in.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Rhea Dempsey, a birthing advocate and educator on 774.